Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court gives a big win for churches. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, as you know, we represent a church in Kentucky called Maryville Baptist Church and its pastor, Jack Roberts. Now, this particular church wanted to have some in-person services and also some parking lot services. On Easter, the governor, Andy Beshear, sent out state troopers to actually intimidate them, take down their license plates for people who were in the cars in the parking lot during the Easter parking lot service. And they gave them notices of quarantine, and then the governor sent a follow-up letter demanding that they quarantine. We filed a federal lawsuit. The governor boasted, "That's all right. We're going to win this case." That was his boast. You know, the fact of the matter is this particular governor doesn't respect the sanctity of human life, so obviously he doesn't respect freedom, particularly religious freedom either. We filed suit. The lower court ultimately did not grant our case, did not grant us an injunction. We asked the Federal Court of Appeals to intervene and grant us an injunction. They did. And on a Saturday afternoon, the Federal Court of Appeals, in a 3-0 decision, they gave an injunction blocking the governor of Kentucky from interfering with the parking lot services. 1 week later, the same Federal Court of Appeals granted our injunction, saying that the governor cannot interfere with the in-person services. And they have some great language in their decision for our case. This is the first case, Holly, at the Federal Court of Appeals anywhere in the country. These are two cases now involving the Maryville Baptist Church regarding parking lot services, 3-0 victory, and 3-0 victory on in-person services.
Of course, the Kentucky Attorney General also went to bat for us and filed an amicus brief in our suit as well. So that was pretty exciting to get that support from him.
It was. I mean, you can, and this is a Republican Attorney General, and you got a Democrat governor, and the Attorney General is right on with the legal arguments in their amicus brief. So the Federal Court of Appeals, they said this, quote, "Keep in mind that the church and its congregants just want to be treated equally. They do not seek to insulate themselves from the Commonwealth's general public health guidelines. They simply wish to incorporate them into their worship services." He goes on to say, "The governor has offered no good reason for refusing to trust the congregants who promise to use care and worship in just the same way it trusts accountants, lawyers, and laundromat workers to do the same. Come to think of it," the court said, "aren't the two groups of people often the same people, going to work on one day and going to church on another? How can the same person be trusted to comply with social distancing and other health guidelines in secular settings, but not be trusted to do the same in religious settings? The distinction defies explanation, or at least the governor has not provided one."
Boy, that's powerful. And you know, the governor never sent his state troopers in to the service to see how they were doing the social distancing, how they were taking precautions.
Not at all.
He never did that. They just slapped those notices on everyone in the parking lot.
Absolutely. You know, the court just has some amazing language throughout. The court says that the governor can't assume the worst when people go to worship, but assume the best when they go to work or go about the rest of their daily lives in permitted social settings.
No, I love this. Assuming all of the same precautions are taken, why is it safe to wait in a car for a liquor store to open, but dangerous to wait in a car to hear morning prayers?
Yeah, and then listen to this. Why can someone safely walk down a grocery store aisle, but not a pew? And why can someone safely interact with a brave delivery woman, but not with a stoic minister? I love that line. The Commonwealth has no good answers. And listen to this, classic. "While the law may take periodic naps during a pandemic, we will not let it sleep through one."
We will not allow this kind of discrimination.
I mean, it's not going to allow this kind of discrimination.
Right.
So the unanimous court issued the injunction to allow people, often the same people, to seek spiritual relief. I'm reading. This is not my words.
Right.
To allow people, often the same people, to seek spiritual relief subject to the same precautions as when they seek employment, groceries, laundry, firearms, and liquor. So this is a great decision. It stopped the governor from enforcing these in-person service restrictions, and already the previous Saturday stopped the governor from enforcing the ban on parking lot services. You know, we said from the beginning, and I know we got some pushback. Some people say, well, you have a group of people that just say, just stay at home. Look, I respect someone who says, just stay at home. And I understand. Nobody is wanting to put anybody in physical danger. And people are free to stay at home. But on the other hand, you cannot shut down churches because the government has no jurisdiction over that. You know, I know, for example, some people bring up Romans 13. Well, Romans 13 and 1 Peter say the same thing, that governments are instituted to protect the civic order,
right,
to punish the evildoer, and to protect the good. And then if you go into Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, and you'll see there's also a question that comes up regarding paying taxes. Therefore, it says, pay taxes. Now, Jesus also addresses that same thing. Romans 13 has been so abused over the history of Christianity, including during Nazi Germany in 1933, where a pastor preached from Romans 13 while all the Nazi officials were gathered in his Protestant church, saying that you just simply need to obey the Nazi regime. Romans 13, he cites it. Well, Jesus has a very insightful passage. It's quoted in Matthew 22, 21. And there, they're trying to trick him. They say, should we pay taxes or should we not? And Jesus says, give me a coin. Whose inscription, whose image is on that coin? They said, well, Caesar's. And he says, give to Caesar or render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and to God that which belongs to God. There is no jurisdiction over the church from the government. And if you go back and look at the Old Testament, for example, you had a king and you had a priest. The king had jurisdiction over the civic laws and the rules of the society. Not the temple, not worship. The priest had jurisdiction over the temple and the worship, and they administered the worship services. But the king couldn't do that. In fact, the king would be really out of line for dictating what the priest ought to do. There were two separate jurisdictions. There was the civic, and there was the religious. That same distinction is what Jesus is talking about. Render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. You may not like to pay taxes. You may not like a lot of things that the government does. But government is established to protect the good and punish the evildoer. But it doesn't have jurisdiction. It's never been given the authority over the church. That is not its jurisdiction. And when it starts to regulate and micromanage what the church can do, i.e., its form of worship, online versus in person, no parking lot service, but you can jam the secular commercial operations, no problem there. Or if you have in-person service, only a few people, but that same restriction is not going to be on the liquor stores and the hardware stores and the super centers and all the other big box centers. That is going far beyond. In fact, we actually have seen things, Holly, where some of these orders try to micromanage what kind of worship you can have.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can't have singing. Or if you do have singing or music, it has to be percussion.
No wind instruments.
Piano or, yeah, or it has to be, for example, string instruments, but no wind instruments.
Even online services.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing. How much are you willing to give the government? The government orders on these churches from the beginning never had any constitutional authority. Never. Now, what should you do? Should churches just simply operate as they did before? No, we're not saying that. And that's not what this church in Kentucky is saying or doing. And that's not what the court's saying. But you're not even allowing churches to be able to incorporate into their services, into their meetings, whether it's parking lot or in person, the same kind of health precautions, including social distancing, et cetera, that you are allowing to have happen or occur in the secular gatherings.
Right. I don't think we can allow someone else's fear that they try to put on us to impede on our freedom. And, you know, you look at these churches and they're doing these safety precautions. They're probably more safe than going down the store.
No question.
So they're abiding by that. But yet you can't allow the government, you just can't just hand over your religious freedom and say, okay, we'll do whatever you want, because you're not getting that back.
Well, pray for our cases and for our attorneys and staff. We're literally working long, long, long hours and through the weekends helping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, literally into the thousands of pastors now across the country in about 40 states. And lots of exciting things are happening. Lots of amazing testimonies are occurring. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and also our reopenchurch.org page, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.